You know, David, when you're talking about, you know, being able to do that Brunsy song, reaching the age we could do all that stuff. Well, in the, you know, as you know, in the original version of this David song, he does a lot of talking. And I'm waiting until I get old enough so I can do some of that talking, like that line about, and the bad heart burns. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a line for a song.
He used to preach it any time, any place.
Good stuff.
He claimed me. Did I tell you that story?
No.
I was a student of the Reverend's, and sometimes I'd lead him around. The guy who spent the most time with Reverend Gary Davis was a guy named Stephen Grossman. And I was trying to make my living as a musician. I was in the village playing at the Gaslight Cafe, and Stephen was doing a concert at the church on West 4th Street. And the Reverend came out, and he went to Stephen's concert. And after that, they brought him over to where I was playing. And I saw him in the audience, and I played one of his tunes and talked about him, and he stood up and gave a sermon. He used to give sermons all the time, but he was frequently very difficult to understand. But this one was very clear, and it was a great moment in my life, because I can tell you what the beginning of the sermon was. He said, "I have no children, but I have sons." So he claimed me, and it made me feel good. play you a Gary Davis tune that I don't think he ever did.